Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our news for this hour. It is official that a key piece of educational history in Tuscola County will be ending. The Carroll Community School District's Board of Education is following through with the plan shutting down operations at the Shell Elementary School. When the 2025-2026 school year comes to an end, so does that school at 325 East Frank Street, which has been the center of education for 102 years. The teachers there will transition to working at the district's main school complex on Hooper Street. The board started talking about consolidating operations in November of 2025. Shell students who are in the 3rd to 6th grade students will be housed at the middle school, and 7th and 8th grade students will be relocated to the high school. Some adjustment and revamping will have to be done to facilities to accommodate the changes, but officials are confident the tight timeline can be met. The district has the funds to make changes by using bond funds from the bond issue that was passed back in 2025. Until about 1964, Shell was the central location for students throughout the county for their 8th grade graduation ceremony. The last 8th grade graduating class had 11 students. And a new proposal out of Lansing is putting a spotlight on senior drivers, and it could change how thousands of Michiganders stay behind the wheel. State Senator Rosemary Bayer has introduced Senate Bill 847, a measure aimed at tightening license requirements for drivers age 75 and older. The move comes as officials point to a noticeable uptick in crashes involving older motorists. Under the proposal, drivers 75 and up would no longer simply renew their licenses. They'd need to prove their abilities in person every 4 years. That means passing a full round of tests, including vision, written knowledge, and an on-the-road driving exam. And for those 85 and older, the rules would go even further. Anyone in that age group seeking a chauffeur license would need to check in annually with the Secretary of State's office, retesting each year to stay qualified. Supporters say it's about safety on Michigan roads. Critics, however, may see it as a tough new hurdle for seniors who rely on their independence. The bill is now headed to discussion, where lawmakers will weigh safety concerns against the realities of an aging population. When we come back after both of these public service announcements, we'll get to more local news.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to more local news in Huron County. A disturbing case out of Huron County is raising serious concerns about elder care and neglect. Authorities say the situation came to light on the evening of March 1st when emergency crews rushed a 71-year-old woman to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Medical staff quickly realized something was terribly wrong. The woman was unresponsive, in critical condition, and showed clear signs of prolonged neglect, including severe bed sores and extremely unsanitary conditions. Investigators say the victim had been living under the care of her adult son at a home in Hume Township. A sheriff's deputy responded to the hospital, began piecing together what had happened. But before he could complete his initial inquiry, the woman, identified as Kathleen Holdwick, tragically passed away. The investigation then shifted to the home where she had been living. Deputies described what they found as shocking, overwhelming filth, strong odors, and conditions they say were unfit for habitation. The victim's son, 41-year-old Oval Jarvis, was taken into custody and now faces a felony charge of second-degree elder abuse involving a vulnerable adult. He has since been released on bond. Prosecutors say the case remains under active review and additional charges could still be filed. This incident is now prompting renewed attention on elder care responsibilities and the warning signs that something may be wrong behind closed doors. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.